With me for my installment of Farmer Friday, I've got Grant Gingrich. Grant, thanks for being with me today on KIIC.
Thanks, Doc. Good to hear from you.
Well, that's a very, very kind of you. Hey, last time we talked, it was kind of in the winter time, and you had done some preparation for equipment and things on that nature, and lo and behold, spring busts out. Talk a little bit about how things went, getting crops into the ground, getting the ground prepared, and all that good jazz.
Well, you know, fighting all that rain, it's been kind of a challenge to get a lot of things done, and kind of everything's coming up in one time frame, but we never did think we were going to get a break, but we finally did, and it's pretty all kind of went in pretty smooth, so hasn't been much trouble. The equipment hasn't gave much trouble. It's been all right.
You know, that's the thing about farming. When you have a window that is open, you need to hit that window very, very, very quickly because you never know when it's going to close.
That's right.
So talk a little bit about preparation. I'm pretty confident that you don't no-till. Conventional till is what you do. Talk about the preparation to the seedbed that you do first.
Well, usually in the fall, we try to disc it at least once or twice, and it kind of grinds all the stalks and stuff up because we did corn on corn this year. So if you get the stalks kind of ground up, you know, when you get to the springtime, you can hit it with the field cultivator, and it smooths it out pretty nice. But where we baled it, I mean, it's just working up like a garden. It's just perfect. So it's been really good working conditions since we kind of got out of that wet spell.
Okay, good deal. Talk a little bit about your fertilizer. Was that all put on in the fall, or do you do some spring application of fertilizer?
We actually put it all on here this spring. We both P and K, and we actually blew nitrogen through a interrogator on for the springtime, and then we're going to come back, and we're getting ready to side dress here before long. When the corn gets just a little bit taller, we'll be back into side dressing as soon as we get done. As soon as we're done planting beans here, we're going to move right into side dressing.
And so consequently, I need to ask, about how many pounds are you thinking about putting on that side dress action?
Oh, usually I try to shoot anywhere from 60 pounds to 100. I like to give it a pretty good shot, so in case it gets dry, it gives it that extra that it needs right at the end. So it's always seemed to work out pretty good. We give it a nice shot of about 90 pounds of side dress. So it's kind of expensive, but, you know, I've seen quite a few results that it pays, so it's worth it to put it on.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. You got to have that bottom line looking good, otherwise you're not going to be able to stay in the business. Hey, talk a little bit about what's next. What's going to be happening at the Gingrich farm after you get that fertilizer going? What about weed preparation? Have you been looking at any weeds coming up so far? Is it too early for that?
We ended up working the ground pretty late. It was only a few days before we planted it. So we ended up spraying it here yesterday. Really, there wasn't much weed pressure out there, but anywhere the cultivator missed a weed or two, that it was getting pretty good size. So it was a darn good thing that we got it all worked here just a few days before we planted it, you know, because we didn't have hardly any pressure on our ground.
That's great to hear. I'm talking with Grant Gingrich. He's a farmer over there by the Ottumwa Airport. And, Grant, do you think about anything in terms of marketing? Are you a Ford price marketer, or do you just go with the cash, whatever the bid is? Talk about that.
I like the market grain that I have. It's hard for me to sell ahead in case you're having a kind of trouble and, you know, everything burns up and you can't deliver it. That's what always makes me a little bit hazy on doing that. But Dad always tells me about how 83 turned out, and the last thing I want to do is have an 83.
When you commit to that, you've got to deliver. You're exactly right. And if you don't have anything to deliver, that's not a good thing. Talk a little bit about your equipment. Everything flow through in terms of running good for you this spring? The planter kept up and no major breakdowns? Talk about that.
Yeah, really, everything went pretty good-wise. I actually ended up upgrading to another 12-row planter that I got. I didn't do anything to it. All I did was grease it, and I think I fixed two hoses, and it ran the whole season. So it was great, really. It was a good deal on that. And field cultivator, I think I blew one hose. Pretty good going-wise.
That's good to hear. Talk a little bit about how much rainfall you guys did get. I know you're spread out a little bit on farm-wise, but give us some examples of how much rain you did get.
Well, I'm not exactly sure of how much we completely got, but I know that there was a couple of them that Dad only got maybe a half inch, and I think I ended up getting almost an inch, so it kind of just was breaking up and spreading around, and it really didn't hit both farms all at once. So when my farm was too wet, we kind of worked at Dad's house, and then we got a rain down at Dad's. It was almost dry enough to work up my farm, so it worked out pretty good. But we got a measurable amount. It washed over quite a bit of the terraces, but it didn't do too much damage wise.
Good deal. No hail damage that came through there either, right?
Nope, didn't get no hail. Nope.
Well, that's good. I need to ask this question, what about crop insurance? Do you ever mess around with that or not?
Yeah, I like to make sure I'm pretty well insured just in case you get a freak deal and it tears everything down or blows it completely flat. I like to always have a backup plan for that. But, you know, the premiums are usually kind of high, you know, but when you need it, it ain't.
That's a good way to put it. Getting into your personal life a little bit, you're going to tie the knot here shortly, and that's kind of a big step, right?
Yeah, it's coming up before long. It's really coming up fast, and I'm not too nervous about it, but I know my future wife is. She's getting pretty close to, she looks like a wet cat when you start talking to her about that.
Okay, Grant. Well, you got to admit, it's a big day, and she wants it to go perfect. So you got to make certain that you take care of business, right? And when she needs you to do something, you better be doing it.
That's right. You got to keep her less stressed as possible.
All right. I've been talking with Grant Gingrich over there by the Ottumwa Airport. Grant, thanks for taking time out for this edition of Farmer Friday.
Thanks, Pat.